This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the deranged Democrats have passed a law in California, and Governor Newsom is reportedly going to sign it, that would take President Trump off the ballot. Off the ballot for California. Because they hate Trump, and they want to rig the election. Well, I say we should take California out of the Electoral College, right? I mean, if they're not going to even allow Trump to be on the ballot, why should they be allowed to participate in the national election? Now, of course, the people that are listening here from California, we don't want you to be disenfranchised, but I hear from many of you, and I hear that even you are so frustrated with the incredible corruption and criminality of your own government. And I wish and pray that the good people of California would find a way to throw the bastards out of office and take back their state and restore California to what it should be, which is a fun, free, abundant place that produces lots of things, produces food and music and technology and all kinds of things. California could be a great place, but it's being run into the ground by these corrupt Democrats that do not represent the good people of California. Many good people in California, but the corrupt bureaucrats are ruining everything. So if California is not going to play fair in the election, and this is the way Democrats always rig things, they don't want to play fair. They can't win a fair, free election. This is why the California tech companies are censoring conservative voices. Because they know they can't win any debate. They can't win any kind of open, fair, free society. They can't win on the issues because they lose on every point. All that the left can do is scream victimhood and play identity politics and call everybody a racist. That's their playbook. They can't win on the issues because their ideas don't work. Their ideas fail. So, of course, they have to rig the election. And so I say, not only should California's Electoral College votes be scrapped until they resolve this issue, but until California has a Voter ID Act that limits voting only to American citizens, California's senators and members of the House, all the members of Congress for California should be sent home. You do not get to participate in national laws. If you are allowing illegals to vote in your state, you're encouraging it. You're giving them voter IDs. This is what Newsom is doing. This is what the Democrats are doing in California. They're inviting illegals to invade the country via California to come in and get free healthcare, free education, free housing in some cases, or at least subsidized, free everything, food stamps, you name it, from California. And then the illegals get to participate in California's elections that elect their members of Congress? We cannot tolerate this, which is why I've called for Gavin Newsom to be arrested. Not only should Newsom be arrested, he should be charged with treason, which, if found guilty in a court of law, carries the death penalty as one of its possible penalties. There are others, I suppose, life in prison and so on. But Gavin Newsom is really just one part of a much bigger problem. Jerry Brown was also part of the same problem, which is that California's bureaucrats have become so corrupt and so criminal in their behavior that the whole lot of them need to be arrested and taken out of power, out of office, and completely shut down. And I'm just wondering, even though I'm not calling for it, but I often wonder whether the people of California will one day just spontaneously rise up and just take over Sacramento and do citizens' arrests of all the corrupt criminals that are in charge of that state. Because all those corrupt criminals, they're all Democrats, they're all leftists, they're all traitors, they're all essentially enemy combatants in a raging civil war being waged against the United States. And almost all of them are working with communist China. And that's true among the tech giants in California as well. They're all colluding with communist China, especially Google and Facebook and Twitter. They're all communist Chinese infiltrated tech companies. and they are openly engaged in treason against the United States of America. And these people need to be stopped. That's why I've said, hey, the president should simply invoke the Insurrection Act and declare these CEOs of these tech giants to be enemy combatants. He should have them all arrested by military police. He should occupy those tech companies, rework them to stop the attacks on human dignity, stop the censorship of the American people. You have to stop the crimes and the fraud being carried out by these radical left-wing tech companies that are engaged in open election fraud, which happens to be perfectly aligned with the election rigging of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who's just openly saying, yeah, we're going to rig the election, not even going to allow Trump to be on the ballot. That's California. I tell you what, you bureaucrats in California, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of who you are. You should be ashamed of these despicable practices. You bureaucrats are disgusting. You're not even, you can't even call yourselves Americans. You might operate very well in, I don't know, like Stalinist Russia of the 1940s, or you might operate, or the 1950s, Cold War Russia. You might fit in just fine with the Maoist communist revolt of 1949. You would fit right into the Stasi or the SS of the Third Reich. You are authoritarian tyrants. You respect no rule of law. You respect no fair and free elections. You don't respect the freedom of speech. You don't respect other people's religions or other people's races. You hate America. You hate white people. You hate Christians. You hate gun owners. You hate conservatives. You hate patriots. You are the problem. You are the enemy of America, and you need to be taken down. And that's what the people of California, I think, will one day probably attempt to do. And the same thing might be true with the good people of Oregon, rural Oregon, the good people of rural Washington, and so on. If all the good people along the West Coast were to one day rise up and just have mass citizens' arrests of all the criminal bureaucrats and the traitors who are running those states and running the cities like Portland and San Francisco and Seattle, then we could actually restore real liberty, real freedom, the rule of law. We could restore constitutional protections. We could restore national security. We could restore the right to speak, which is a basic human right. We could restore the right to defend yourself, which is a constitutional right. We could restore all that. But we can't do it while Democrats are in charge. Democrats are authoritarian. Well, really, they're mass murderers. They call for murdering Christians. They call for murdering Trump supporters. And the only reason they want to disarm you in California is so they can murder you. Why do you think they want to take your guns or limit the number of rounds you can have in a magazine? Because they don't want you to be able to fight back when their armed government California thugs come after you door to door and put a bullet in your head. Don't you get it? Gavin Newsom is a murderer. And that's his philosophy. He would not mind dispatching California, you know, enforcers, whoever they are, to go door to door and shoot in the head all the Trump supporters. That's the kind of person Gavin Newsom is, because he comes from a long line of communists and radical authoritarians who destroy everything they touch, and they have destroyed California, at least the West Coast of California. Yeah, important things to think about here, folks. Again, I'm not advocating any kind of violence. I'm not advocating anything. I keep asking the question. I wonder how long the good people of California will tolerate their great state being utterly destroyed while their personal civil liberties are completely trampled and shredded by these criminal cartels of corrupt communist bureaucrats. That's my question. I wonder how long it's going to go on, because I don't see it lasting forever, not even very much longer. I guess we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, follow the law, follow the rules. Do not initiate violence, maintain peace, but also maintain a sense of vigilance. Be able to defend yourself and be able to defend your nation, because the day is coming when you will likely be called upon to do so. Stay informed and be a patriot. Love your country, because America is worth defending, especially defending it against those who despise liberty and who despise the Constitution and who despise everything our country stands for, which is, it's the greatest example of personal liberty and freedom in the history of the world. And that's why the radical leftists want to destroy it. They hate freedom. Read my website, newstarget.com, to stay informed. I also publish civilwar.news. And you can catch more of my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Be safe and pray for America. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.